Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Democrat and billionaire Tom Steyer says he is running for president after insisting months ago that he would not. That means the count of Democrats running is still 24 because Congressman Eric Swalwell just dropped out. For the latest, let's bring in NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, Jeremy.
So we know Steyer from those ads that are airing all the time about impeaching President Trump.
Right.
But he didn't mention that today. Instead, he focused on income inequality. Let's listen to this campaign ad he released today.
We have a society that's very unequal, and it's really important for people to understand that this society is connected. If this is a banana republic with a few very, very rich people and everybody else living in misery, that's a failure.
What about that message, Domenico, or how does he fit into this field?
Well, I know I'm supposed to have the answers here, but my question is, what's changed? You know, in January, Tom Steyer said he wasn't going to run. He was going to focus on pouring in tens of millions of dollars into this impeachment message. And now he's suddenly had a change of heart and decides to run. And there's not a single mention in the 4-minute announcement video of the word impeach. It does not come up in his entire video. So, look, he's going to run. He's got this outsider message. He's a billionaire who said that he has given – he's, you know, one of these people who's taken this billionaire pledge to give away half of his wealth. So we'll see if he can make a dent. The problem is for him, just like it was for Eric Swalwell and is for a whole host of these other candidates, we keep hearing from people on the campaign trail, for as egalitarian as these Democratic voters are, as much as they want little d democracy, they think there are too many candidates.
Okay, well, let's talk about one of the candidates who had a very good fundraising haul. Elizabeth Warren announced that she had raised $19 million in the past 3 months. That's a lot more than she had in previous quarters and more than her progressive rival Bernie Sanders. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, the fact that she raised $19.1 million, an average donation of $28, which, you know, only a dollar more than Bernie Sanders' $27 that he's so often touted over the last two presidential cycles. And really what it shows, and what people close to Sanders have told me, is that they're worried about splitting the progressive vote with Elizabeth Warren. They say that they're not going to attack her because they see her as one of the good guys in this fight to sort of change the country to be more progressive. Aggressive rather than just pick somebody who can, quote, beat Trump, for whatever that means. And they said unless they're the last two standing, they're not really going to draw contrasts with Elizabeth Warren, which they're concerned about because each of these states, so many of these states have 15% thresholds to be able to have your delegates count, that if they split the progressive vote, then that could be a real problem. They also said because she's a woman, so many Democratic voters want to elect more women that they're afraid that they'll pick Elizabeth Warren over Bernie Sanders.
Domenico, finally, I want to get your thoughts on a former presidential candidate who has died. Ross Perot. Just remind us of the impact he had on our politics and whether, you know, even whether Bill Clinton would have gotten elected if it hadn't been for Ross Perot back in the 92 election, getting so much support in that race.
Well, there's huge debate about whether or not Ross Perot's almost 20% of the vote helped get Bill Clinton elected or not. A lot of statisticians will go through that and say that's a myth. The fact is he made a huge impact because of his message and his personality. And, you know, for the hunger that supposedly there is today for an independent candidate, we haven't seen somebody quite like Ross Perot come back to the scene. And he really was indicative of how difficult it is to break the two-party system.
NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're so welcome.